Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. Thanks for staying with me today. It's my pleasure, as always. And I'm excited about having one of my buddies on the show with us, ladies and gentlemen. It's the first time he's been on the show. Jack Bianco is with us. Jack is Special Assistant to the Chief Operating Officer at the U.S. Small Business Administration. And folks, as I told you earlier in the hour, I really consider him to be the SBA's utility infielder. I've worked with him for a number of years now, and with the SBA, helping them on a number of projects, including and especially Small Business Week. And he knows where all the stuff is up there. And as I said, he's become a good friend. Jack Bianco, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. I'm glad to be on the show, and love the reference to utility infielder, given that it's baseball season, springtime, and
go.
Of course it means that it's Small Business Week time here in D.C. as well.
Well, exactly, and you know, this is going to be my 11th annual pilgrimage to D.C. for Small Business Week, and you know, Jack, when I started doing this show back in 97, Small Business Week rolled around in 98, and that's when Aida Alvarez was the administrator, and that may have even been before your time at the SBA. And I said, you know, if I'm going to do this job, if I'm going to do what I'm doing, I need to go where small business owners are celebrating. And so that first year in 98, I started doing, I started supporting the SBA for Small Business Week, and I've done it ever since then. And I'm very excited. I've been very excited about what I found, because I found wonderful people who work for the SBA, like yourself, like your compatriots up there. And it's been very impressive to me to see how much you guys really do care about small business.
Oh, thank you for the compliment, Jim. We do have a great team, and it's a big team too, Jim, including yourself. We've got staff at SBA at our headquarters office. This is really a culmination, so it includes our staff support out in the field across mm-hmm. the nation, other parties such as, you know, guys like you that carry a lot of water on the project, our sponsors, and obviously the honorees themselves.
How many, and of course he's talking about Small Business Week, folks, how many employees does the SBA have?
You know, Jim, I think right now we have roughly about 2,500 across the nation, actual staff. Of course, we've got a lot of our partners, our resource partners mm-hmm. that work at universities,
right.
volunteers through SCORE, but actually staff.
Like the Small Business Development Center folks and the SCORE folks, yeah.
Yes, that which provide enormous outreach to the actual small businesses.
So the whole family of SBA and extended family, including SBDCs and SCORE and all that, you know, we're probably looking at, you know, probably 10,000 people, aren't we?
Actually, over 10,000, Jim. I think we've got about 2,000 access points, physical locations,
yeah,
our
yeah.
offices, the SBDCs, you name it. But actually, hands-on to serve small businesses, over 10,000 when you add those volunteers
yep.
in.
Because you got about 6,000 or maybe more for the SBDCs. You added 2,500 Small Business Administration folks. And the reason for – I like to aggregate those numbers, Jack – just to let my audience understand that there really are people out there, not very far from them, who can help them and who are ready and waiting to help them through the Small Business Administration offices in the states, through Small Business Development Centers across the states, and of course, the various SCORE chapters.
Exactly, Jim. And not only sit down with them in multiple locations, whether it's an office setting, an event, a coffee shop, but also online. Keep in mind, you know, the growth of the Internet and what a great
Absolutely.
Resource that is for everybody.
Well, SBA.gov is your website, and it's an outstanding one. Jack, let's talk for a minute about Small Business Week. Now, Small Business Week is a mercurial event, because I found over the years, because it's whenever the SBA says it is. And people celebrate, communities celebrate Small Business Week all around the country at different times, most of the time in the springtime. But it's usually whenever the Chamber of Commerce or an organization like that decides to put together something. And I speak at these all over the country. They declare their own Small Business Week. But the official one is typically in the spring, typically in April, sometimes in May, and this year it's week after next. It's the week of April 21st through 25th, right?
Correct. And yes, again, this is National Small Business Week, so while you have a great lineup of events throughout the nation, typically identifying sort of local celebrations, local highlights, or statewide, this is the national one. It covers every state and U.S. territory, and they, you know, just about everybody comes to D.C. for their national recognition.
Right, and then, of course, what happens, folks, is people are nominated to be seen as a champion small business owner, until finally each state chooses one of the people who are nominated within the state. And then, Jack, you guys get those nominations, and then what do you do with them?
We bring them into headquarters. We have this sophisticated process, review process, where we double-check everything. A lot of the awards are driven by different factors, whether it's business success, community support, folks that are striving against adversity in certain communities, perhaps devastated by disasters.
Mm-hmm.
But we do a comprehensive review, identify those winners that will be invited to D.C., and some winners that will compete for our highest honor, which is National Small Business Person of the Year.
Exactly. And, of course, and by the way, folks, this would be my 11th year to have interviewed the top small business persons on this show. So stand by for that. That'll be in a couple of weeks. Jack, to segregate all that just a little bit, we got the state winners, the 50 or so state winners, and I say or so because don't we have one from Puerto Rico as well, and D.C., and I'm not sure where else.
Sure. The U.S. territories, everybody has an official representative of their state or U.S. territory.
And then, as you mentioned, there are people who are we have contractor winners, people who are champion contractors. We've got veterans. We've got disabled business owners. We got lots of different folks who've, as you indicated, have risen up out of adversity through some kind of a disaster or something. So there are probably 80 or 70 or 80 small business champions at this thing, aren't they?
A little over 100 award winners.
Right.
Keep in mind, you know, small business, they're an eclectic group. Some are co-owned by folks. It takes a lot to run a small business. So
right.
A little over 100 runs the gamut of the categories you just mentioned, and some special awards on site, of course.
Yeah, exactly. Lots of good stuff going on, folks. And when we come back, I'm going to get Jack to talk to us about some of the things that are going to be happening during Small Business Week, which you still have time to attend, to check out at SBA. And what at nationalsmallbusinessweek.com too, right, Jack?
Yes, a new website. Check it out.
nationalsmallbusinessweek.com. We're going to talk about that right after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us. It took me by surprise. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us. Use our stuff. All for free. Jack Bianco is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Jack is an old friend, as I said earlier. He's with the SBA. He's a utility infielder. That's my title for him, by the way, folks, because he and I have worked on a lot of different projects together, and very successful ones, too, I might add. And you know, Jack, I'm glad for the audience to know that of all my relationships with people in Washington, you behave, you know, like a businessman. And as a government employee, I like seeing that, and I want to congratulate you on that.
Oh, thank you, Jim. It's not that difficult knowing that, you know, we've got a lot of great partners such as yourself, a lot of great role models between the small businesses, and SBA is really lucky to have a ton of partners from corporate America, nonprofit,
mm-hmm.
policy shops, you name it. We can't do what we do for small businesses without those partners, including yourself.
Well, it's an interesting way of combining fish and fowl, government and the private sector, and you do that well. Let's talk about Small Business Week, Jack. Folks, as we said, this is coming up week after next. Jack, tell us about some of the things that are going to be going on.
Well, Jim, this year we've got exciting plans. SBA adjusts Small Business Week every once in a while to sort of really tap into what's going on in the small business community. Mainstay events are always and will continue to be our award events paying tribute to our honorees, small business owners. New this year, we're holding a series of policy forums that dig a bit deeper into some key policy issues that are confronting the small business community. So that's really sort of an exciting new aspect of Small Business Week, not only on-site this year, on the web and follow-up discussions. Again, we're seeing repeating themes on critical issues that small businesses need actionable solutions to.
And, of course, we got the healthcare forum. We got the trade and technology forum. And then there's – what's the other forum? Energy, is that it?
We have an energy forum also. Yep. And then the final one, there's five in total. Besides the energy, global trade, healthcare, procurement, as you mentioned, there's also a community investment or urban finance forum.
And now, can people walk in off the street to, and attend these?
The public is invited. We do ask that they register ahead of time, but these forums are free and open to the public. So,
and that's nationalsmallbusinessweek.com, right?
Exactly. Go
nationalsmallbusinessweek.com.
Go to the nationalsmallbusinessweek.com. Check out the forums. You can get the schedule of the forums, highlight of the speakers, and actually register. And we do encourage your listeners in your community within the small business market to do that right away. While it's free and open to the public, we will have sort of room capacity. So go ahead and register as soon as possible. Jim, you mentioned earlier on, National Small Business Week is April 21st through the 25th this year. Front end of the week is in D.C. The tail end is in New York City.
You know, I'm very happy to say, folks, that two of my sponsors, Administaff and IBM, have stepped up to the table to be sponsors of Small Business Week. I'm proud of them for that. I don't mind saying that at all. And Jack, you got to have those kinds of folks to pull this off, don't you?
Oh, Small Business Week is built upon partnerships, not only our corporate partners such as IBM, Administaff, Sam's Club, Raytheon, you name it. Again, our website lists them all. They co-host and actually co-plan the event with us to make sure that, again, we shine the spotlight on the small business leaders throughout the nation. And these forums, they're critical to this, Jim, along with our nonprofit partners, whether it's SCORE, the ASBDC, or others.
Right. And what else would you like for us to know about Small Business Week? And by the way, folks, I will be broadcasting my show from Small Business Week in Washington, D.C. that whole week, except for one day. Actually, except for 2 days. The first 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I will be broadcasting from there. And you'll be hearing a lot about that, more about that later on. But, Jack, what about some of the other things that are going to be going on during Small Business Week?
Well, we should highlight, Jim, also that just about all the events will be webcast this year, again, on our website, nationalsmallbusinessweek.com. So if somebody can't attend a forum or attend one of the other events due to their travel or their schedule, watch a webcast. It'll be both live and archived.
And it'll be on the websites,
On the website. The website also allows us to continue the dialogue on a lot of these key issues. So we'll probably be launching some blogs and some other neat tools that not only the winners, our partners, but the general small business community can tap into, whether it's to give us their opinion or link over and check out some other resources on some of these key issues. It's a nice added element this year. And really, thinking about it, Jim, and this is sort of what you do, small business is a 365-day a year, you know, type issue to help small businesses, to celebrate them and address issues that further leverages what small businesses do for the American economy.
Jack, I've only got about 20 seconds, but on Thursday and Friday you're going to New York and you're going to open up or close NASDAQ. Which one?
We're going to close NASDAQ on Thursday, help also recognize an anniversary that created the Women's Business Centers, and then stay in New York and talk about finance issues with the Wall Street community.
That's another thing we forgot to mention, all the Women's Business Centers, about 110 or 20 of those around the country. Lots of help from the SBA, folks. That's SBA.gov and NationalSmallBusinessWeek.com. Jack Bianco, thanks for being here. Good job today, and thanks for all you do for small business.
Thank you, Jim. See you on-site at National Small Business Week.
Looking forward to it. Jack Bianco, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back. We can see.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.